your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Lorries are once again being made to park on the M20 in Kent as they wait to cross the channel. Operation Stack is back in place on the coastbound carriageway because of a high volume of freight traffic trying to get to Europe and continued disruption in Calais. People we've been speaking to in Ashford say it's having a huge impact.
I live right on the A20. When Operation Stack's in operation, it's a real nightmare.
It's a bit annoying, really. Yeah. Traffic builds up and take a long time to get home.
It's been a problem that we've known about for a really long time, and it's strange that it's not really been sorted out.
Meantime, KMFM has been told a contraflow system suggested at a meeting last Friday as a way of keeping the motorway running won't be introduced. Highways England say it's not safe enough. Philip Gomme is from the RAC. He says a solution should have been found before now.
This is not a new phenomenon. This has been happening on and off for many, many years. What seems to happen is that when it dies down, the politicians, also those who run the road network in Kent, seem to forget about it.
Donald Armour is from the Freight Transport Association. He says Operation Stack is costing the industry £750,000 a day.
Our economics people here at FTA have come up with a figure of £60 an hour to keep a truck running. So if a truck is stuck in Stack for, say, 5 hours, and that's £300 just to be stuck in Stack, and you multiply that by the number of UK truck, perhaps penalty charges being imposed by customers, insurance claims for goods that have gone off.
Meantime, a demonstration is planned in Folkestone this weekend to highlight the number of migrants risking their lives trying to get to Kent from Calais. It's being held outside the Eurotunnel terminal on Saturday. It comes after the body of a teenager was found on the roof of a shuttle carriage last Friday.
This is KMFM News.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of rape following claims a woman was sexually assaulted in Canterbury. The alleged victim was found in a distressed state by a taxi driver in Winchief. A 38-year-old man from Canterbury has been bailed until November, whilst investigations continues. A man's been held on suspicion of murder after a body was found at a flat in Chatham. He's the second person to be arrested after the 59-year-old man was discovered at the property in Kinross Close earlier this month. A 46-year-old from the town has been bailed until September.
KMFM News.
A driver who died when his car crashed into a wall during a police chase in Rochester has been named locally. Father of two, Peter O'Reilly, who was in his 40s, was being followed after failing to stop for officers on Saturday night. The Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating. Police say there are no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of a 7-year-old boy from South Yorkshire. Conley Thompson's body was found on a building site in Barnsley yesterday, hours after being reported missing. Results of a post-mortem suggest he got stuck in a pipe.
KMFM News.
The Chancellor says new figures on the economy show Britain is motoring ahead. It's down to growth in the service sector, including pubs and shops, as well as a jump in oil and gas production. And Louis Walsh's latest band have been chatting to KMFM during their first visit to Kent. The former X Factor judge has had huge success with Boyzone and Westlife and is now launching Hometown in the UK. The first two singles went straight to number one in Ireland, including Where I Belong.
We actually happened to get it off the lovely lads Cordeline and Jamie Scott. So we got it sent one day, and we listened to it, and it was like immediately we all fell in love with it and said we had to record it.
You can watch more of their chat with Glenn from the hit list at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent are in action in the One Day Cup later, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires are travelling to take on Glamorgan after their opening game against Essex was washed out on Sunday. Kent reached the semi-finals of this competition last year. Play today is due to start at 2. Meantime, England's cricketers have got it all to do after Australia took a 4-2 lead in the Women's Ashes series. The Aussies have won the third one-day international of the multi-format competition. A one-off test match at Canterbury is next up in a fortnight's time, with 4 points for the winner. The England and Kent captain Charlotte Edwards says her squad must do better.
Well, we won the last test match we played against the Aussies, so obviously we'll take confidence from that, but But we know we're going to have to play a lot better than we've played over the last two games if we're going to be successful in that test match. But we've got 2 weeks away now to go and prepare for that, and hopefully we'll come back stronger as a squad.
And in football, Gillingham's latest pre-season friendly has ended in a draw. A side made up of development and youth players came from behind to get a 1-1 draw at Chatham Town last night. The Gills welcome Brighton and Hove Albion to Priestfield tomorrow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.